Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I almost didn't recognize you.
I know, right?
Yeah, you look at you. You look like a kid.
Strange.
We shall get to that in a moment, but first, a very important phone call to make. Some guy, and I won't reveal who it is yet. This is called a delayed tease.
Ooh.
Some guy has made a statement about marijuana that I found surprising.
Ooh.
We're going to call him now.
Surprise.
Right now, he says, this is a famous actor.
Okay.
And he says pot should be legalized. Explaining that he smokes it for pain relief and that he would eat it, drink it, smoke it, snort it.
Ooh, nice.
It's a pot enthusiast.
You know, you can get behind any medical marijuana.
Luckily, I have his home number. I just don't know how many times. Oh, there he is.
This is Freeman.
Morgan!
Who's calling?
This is Rob from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Rob from the Mike O'Mara Show. Is this a preordained phone call?
You agreed to it last night when you called me, remember?
Oh, I was having a bowl of plush berry. I'm sorry. I completely forgot. I was scheduled to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm here
Morgan
with Oscar
Freeman.
And Tony is here as well.
Good morning,
I don't know
sir.
Those names. They're not familiar to me.
Last night
right.
when
Yours
we spoke.
Yours isn't either, but we'll go ahead with the interview.
But last night when we spoke, you said you knew all about the show.
Well, I probably did at the time, but my mind is not what it used to be. And I have to tell you something. I'm damn tired of all these people impersonating my voices on radio and TV commercials. I can't get a handle on it. I haven't hired the right law firm, I think, to get people to stop doing this. The fact of the matter is that I have been a commercial voiceover spokesman and a narrator for a very long time.
For some time.
Yes. For some time, yes. And I resent the fact that people are making a dollar off my work. That's the body of my work. I can't take that.
I don't want to, tip my hand, but I'm just curious. How would you feel if someone were to use your voice in an audiobook?
If someone used my voice in an audiobook, I'd probably be extremely upset, and then I would roll a nice joint of Boogie Dragon and sit back in my easy chair and enjoy life. That's what I would
do. Now, what is Boogie Dragon?
It is a strain of marijuana, my boy.
Whoa.
And I have been a huge ganja supporter for many, many moons. I smoke pot, I eat pot and brownies, I eat pot caramels, I eat chocolate chip cookies laced with some wild cherry. I enjoy all the strains of marijuana. And have you ever tried psychosis cheese?
Oh.
I personally
my
have not.
My God almighty,
not yet.
That baby, that's
Sounds
something else,
potent.
Man.
Were you
I legalize the
cheese?
Crap. Why don't we legalize it? Why don't you legalize it? There's no reason why you can't legalize marijuana. It's not hurting anybody. It's not going to hurt you like alcohol. Alcohol rots your liver. It'll turn your whole body into a rotted septic tank.
But if we were to give it to young kids, they wouldn't go to school, and then they wouldn't be able to, you know, put together the words on the page. You know what I'm saying?
You're a fan of my career?
Yes.
You've seen my work in movies? You
I
think
have.
My career? Do you think it slowed me down? You think that slowed me down? You know what slows people down is alcohol. That's what they're... Look at all the actors. Look at Robert Shaw in Jaws. My God, like half an hour later, the guy died of alcoholism. My God, it's ridiculous.
Mr.
I don't Freeman. Understand this. I urge everybody, just sit back, buy yourself a dime bag of Vanilla Sky and travel to happy land, and you won't have any problem whatsoever.
Mr. Freeman.
Yeah, Oscar.
Would you like
question.
To buy some seeds? I sell them from my home in Mississippi.
Oh, do you?
Whoa.
Yes, I do.
I didn't
yes,
know
sir.
You were in the commerce.
I think that's illegal, right?
Yeah. No, I do. I don't sell it. I just give it
away
to my friends. I misspoke. Ooh, okay, so I don't sell it. I know that'll get me in trouble. I know. It's 420 somewhere.
Now, are those, very I can't true. See on the Skype very well. Are those marijuana seeds on your face?
Hold on just a second.
Yeah,
no. Oh, you're making fun of my moles again. That's
yeah,
all you're capable of doing. You know, my skin happens to develop these over the years, but you don't need to poke them and poke fun at them. I don't care for that. I really
don't. I
don't
want to poke them at all.
Yeah, well,
Did you
let's all
smoke
be mellow,
on the set?
Man.
Do you smoke on the set?
I mean, I had a little Sensi Kush that I lit up one time when I was on the set of one of those many, many God movies that I did. I forgot which one that was.
Bruce Almighty?
Yeah, Steve
Carell.
Bruce
Almighty, thank you for refreshing my memory. Somehow I've been experiencing some minor memory loss recently. I'm not quite sure what it is, but yeah.
I wanted to ask you, speaking of that, have you suffered any memory loss?
I just said I suffered memory loss.
It was a joke.
I can't see you. It sounds like you're laughing at me.
No, I don't
care for that.
Hey, did you ever spark up on the set of The Electric Company?
Yes, I did. Way back in the day.
Easy Reader,
good stuff. Yeah, we got the standard. You know, you heard the names Maui Wowie, that type of stuff.
Yeah,
we heard that back in the day. And then now I've got, people have humidors. I have potadors.
I have a potador.
Yes. Let me open this up here. Hold on.
Please.
Look and see in his private stash.
Open that.
I got my drawer right here. Oh, look at that. I got them all alphabetized.
Smart.
Yeah. Where would you like me to go? I've got them. All the brands are here in front of me.
Let's see letter R.
Letter R. Let's move down. I gotta get through here and get my thing.
Oh. Wow, he actually moved a divider.
Right here.
Like a jewelry box.
Second here. And thanks a lot, Rob, for giving me the letter that's all the way down the page. I appreciate that. I have Red Beard, Red Cherry Berry, Red Congolese, Red Cross, Red Devil, Red Diesel, Red Dirt, Red Dragon, Red Dwarf, Redwood Kush. That's a good stuff.
Wow.
I've got some Rhino Diesel. I've got Rockstar, Rockets, Bromberry, Rombolt, Romulan, Rosemary. That's some fine stuff, man. I don't mind. Yeah, that's just the R drawer alone. I got all of them here.
It's funny that you would have all those because you played Red in Shawshank Redemption, didn't you?
Red, that's right. And I was a fine actor during that time because of Tim Robbins and I would spark up some Hawaiian gold in between takes. It was
nice.
A lot of fun. Speaking of that, I got my H's out here. You want some Happy Brothers, Happy Cigarette, Happy Skunk Hardcore, Hash Plant Haze, Hawaii Gold, Hawaii Skunk, Hawaiian. You heard of that one. Maui Wowie. I put that in my H's because it's from Hawaii. I've got Hawaiian Maui Wowie, Hawaiian Sativa, Hawaiian Snow, Hawaiian Wave, Hey Dave, Haze 19, Haze Mist, Headbanger Kush, Headband Diesel. This is good stuff. I got Highland, High Level, High End, Highline Afghani, High Tension, Hijack, Hillbilly Armor, Himalaya Blue Diesel, Himalaya Gold, Hollandaise Hoop. Oh my God, this is some fine stuff.
That's
right here.
That's amazing,
baby,
to me because I think with all the pot you smoke, you'd barely be able to read.
That means they can hardly read. You're doing Joe Brown or
exactly.
Whatever his name.
I think that's his name.
Was my name Joe Brown?
I think I played the
principal in Stand By Me. No, that was not another movie. I don't know. I think I was in Red Dragon. Wasn't that movie where I played the principal?
No,
wasn't that one?
It was Stand By Me. No, Lean On Me.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Have you found that marijuana has fooled with your memory?
I don't forget what I got in my drawer here. I tell you. All right, you want some Jack Diesel?
Sure.
Man, I got a bunch of that. I've got Jackie White, Jack Widow, Jack Hammer, Jangu, Jamaican Blue, Mountain, Jamaican Dream, Yummy, Jasmine, Jefferson Airplane, Jekyll Passion, Jerry Berry, Jesus. That's the good stuff. Jesus is the quality stuff.
Sure, the
Son of
God.
You take a tote of this, boy, you have some seen Jesus headbands.
Do you get the feeling, Oscar, there is a small segment of our population that is enjoying this segment much more than any other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
Mr.
Freeman. This one. I got the C's. This is only one category. It's called caviar.
Oh.
Need I say more? It's delicious.
Mr. Freeman,
yes.
Do you keep the weed in some sort of humidor?
Yes, I do. It's my potador that I have here. All my little Ziploc bags that are filled with this delicious marijuana.
Yeah, but you reached under your desk. I've never seen a potador right under your desk.
That's where I keep it easy, where I can get at it. You know, I have fibromyalgia.
Oh,
and
that
is where I get my prescriptions. And, of course, I have a rather large bank account. So that's why I've got every strain. And, of course, certain strains are good for smoking. Certain strains are good for eating.
Yeah.
Certain strains that are good in caramels are not necessarily good in brownies. That's the thing that might surprise people. The THC in the marijuana has a reaction with certain flours and sugars that will cause you to lose your
flowers
mind.
Flours and what?
Sugars, yes. You know, for example, I would not make my caramels with an ounce of Cinderella.
Why not?
But I would be very happy to get some Texas tea and put that in my brownies because that's smooth as silk, and it gives you a nice mellow high.
You know what's funny is I'm looking at you, and I see this photo of you. You're still very thin and trim. Doesn't marijuana give you cravings for munchies?
Well, I have a metabolism. Not only does my body metabolize all the Mary Jane, but my body also works at a high rate so that I can eat whatever I want. And I don't like food that much anyway. I'm not a big eater.
Get cravings? Do you get cravings for certain things?
Well, right now I crave for this goddamn interview to be over, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right. What's with the getup?
What, this? Oh, I'm just enjoying some of my past Mother's Day gifts. My awesome yellow pants, my first Mom on the Moon t-shirt, and of course my macaroni necklace that says, "To Mom, love Kira." I can only feel bad for Kira's mom. Who knows what she got?
Okay, I get it. We may not have always hit it out of the park, but I got plenty of time this year to get it right. When is Mother's Day?
Sunday. And my mom's coming down, so it better not be lame.
Not a chance of that. If anything, I'm worried it's going to be too good. So just be prepared to get everything you want. What exactly do you want?
You suck. My Country Tis of Tea, you know the little tea place we pass by and I always say is so cute? Well, I heard that they are having a proper afternoon tea for Mother's Day. Finger sandwiches and cloth napkins. It's going to be very classy and very elegant, and that's what I want.
Since when do you drink tea?
You know, I have a whole other life that you don't even know about, okay? I like tea.
Fine. I'll take care of it. Quick question. Do I have to go?
Yes.
Good, because I want to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on air, online, worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. I've told you about Blinds.com. I'm going to tell you again because it's a wonderful company. And if you need anything for your windows, you want to get involved with Blinds.com. Getting hot outside, wouldn't it be nice to keep the cool inside and save on your AC bills? Mm. Almost silly, since I put my Blinds.com blinds in my bedroom, how much colder it is in my bedroom
than it is
in the rest of the house.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps that room nice and cool. And, of course, we keep those shades drawn all the time in the O'Mara household.
Yeah, you do.
I sound like I'm going to slip into Morgan Freeman again if I don't know what I do. It's time to talk to the experts at Blinds.com. Anyway, you messed it up. He was high. It's time to talk to the experts at Blinds.com for the look you want at a price you'll love. I installed my own shutters in my own home. I put the blinds up with a professional installer. And the people I worked with at Blinds.com, including Josh, who was my personal design consultant, made it a snap. Blinds.com will set you up with a pro installer like I did in the bedroom. Here's what I want you to do. Hurry over to Blinds.com. You'll find great discounts all the time with your favorite brands and upgrades on sale. You have to see the value that's waiting for you. As always, get free color samples, free shipping, and free expert decorator advice, plus prices that crush store prices. That's the original thing, okay?
Yeah.
If you go to Blinds.com, you're going to get a great, great deal. Best of all, customer service that will genuinely make you smile. I'm not exaggerating that. They are nice people at Blinds.com. See for yourself. These guys love their job, and you'll love them right back. Blinds.com, as seen in my kitchen and my bedroom, where it's nice and chilly, and Mrs. O'Mara may be napping right now.
Oh, really?
Isn't that sweet?
You know, it's Mother's Day
week. That's what I say. Isn't that sweet, Oscar? I say that all the time. Oscar Santana is clean shaven.
Look at that. You know, it took me aback. I said, what has changed?
I know.
Lost it. How long had you had the beard?
About 5 months.
Wow.
5 months.
Wow, and it's gone, Mike, gone.
Yeah, I woke up in a sweat on Friday night, and I said, enough is enough. I'm wearing a sweater on my face, and it's 90 degrees outside.
You know, I had a pretty long beard.
So that's the motivation?
That was the motivation.
Okay.
You've had a beard. I've had a beard, and you let it get out of control. I've never felt that it's the problem with the climate, though. It's never made me feel hot. Has it ever made you feel hot?
You know what? No, it's always about the look. It's always about the look. And you know, I had that red fuzzy beard.
So
I had a bad beard. I've had a bad beard. I've had a bad beard my whole life. I've got the little.
Sometimes you have a bad mustache.
Yeah, I get a butt. But I mean, when I had the full beard back way back in the early Don and Mike show days, that was, I had it. I just, I've never been comfortable with my face.
It's strictly utility in my case. I said, we have window units or window rattlers,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure. Window rattlers, Mike, the only poisonous snake in the District of Columbia.
Yeah. That's very dangerous.
And so anything you can do to create some sort of comfort in your condo when you live on the top floor and all the heat is rising,
yeah.
You said, what else can I do? What else can go? It's got to be your facial hair.
Well, how about this? Is the reason you had it in the first place is that your chick loved it.
Yes.
How is she reacting
to
it?
She's happy these days, so I said... I said, why don't we trim it down? And she said, this is where you make a mistake with me. When you tell me no and uh-oh, I make the rules, I decide what's right for me.
Well, you're not somebody that can be, I mean, I've found that my years of working with you, you know, you don't respond to really direct
ultimatums.
Because we don't give each other ultimatums. No. But I mean, when I or anybody else when anybody on this show is told what to do, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you tell me to do something, you've done it. You've seen it. Like for a great example would be the computer.
Exactly.
Get us the computer back.
No, it's not here.
It sits here. It sits in my office because I'm told to do it all the time. And Carla's the same way. She said, "I need you to get that trash out. I need you to get that trash." When I'm told to do it, and the worst with Carla is it would be the remotes when I have, will you turn that down, and my thumb was already on the volume button and I will take my thumb off of it and I will put it down and leave it at the same volume.
So, because the TV is screaming, right? The TV is screaming, and you know.
Because I'm deaf, and she does that.
It's a very own dysfunction. I own it 100%.
I do, too. I think it's something about why we do what we do.
It's sad.
Well, I think also, you know, it comes with years of marriage. And, Mike, you've had years of marriage if you add them up.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
the thing is that they think you're so stupid.
Thank you. Just, you know, that used to be a real dig. And you hear, see how matter-of-factly it's said right now? Everybody kind of goes, yeah, okay, you're right, Rob.
But that's true.
I've had multiple marriages for multiple years. That's true.
The wife thinks you're stupid, and they think you don't know. You turn on the TV, and it's ba 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 ba, and you're going to turn it down. You're literally going to turn it down. And she says, "Can you turn it down?" I said, "Not only can I was on my way to do it because I'm not a simpleton."
Absolutely.
I initially trimmed it down per request. I looked at myself and I said,
"Did you look like Sonny Crockett?"
No, I looked like I was trying so hard to look like I had the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yes.
I said, "I'm not this guy," and I took out my Harry's razor and put it to work.
Attaboy.
But you know what the thing is, I liked your beard. I like it when you had the stubble.
Yeah.
But when I saw you in Key West and you had the full
beard.
Anybody tuning in right now, you know, I liked you when you had the stubble when I saw you in Key West.
We're a very open show.
Yes, we are. When you had the full beard, I didn't like it so much.
Oh, I look like a terrorist.
I liked the full beard when it was, you know, when it was trimmed. When he has the stubble, particularly when I think of stubbly Oscar, I think of him perhaps coming back on a plane from Las Vegas.
Or negotiating.
When he looks like he's dying. When he looks like he's
some
got
sort of deal with God.
Glassy eyes
to keep
and
me
the
alive.
Stubble.
Yeah.
Reeking of liquor. And that's what I think. I like to see him if it's either clean shaven or go all the way with it.
So it'll be back in the fall. It's too warm.
Are you listening,
it's
ladies?
Too warm right now for this nonsense.
Set your clocks.
Again, you get a whole new level of respect, though. And the level is lower than I used to have with the beard.
How come?
Because people just, they look at you and they're like, oh, I'm already Latin, and so we age gracefully, right? But I have.
Did you get that, Mike?
Yeah. I have like this baby face, so
sure,
people
right.
treat me differently.
That's
now.
Right. Him and Ricardo right. Montalban,
even at the CVS, they carded me for my 5-hour energy. Again.
Why do you get carded for an energy drink?
They do it regardless, but usually with a beer, they would walk up and just swipe. Now they ask me for my ID.
They asked you for your ID for a 5-hour energy drink.
Yes.
Oh my God, that would piss me off.
And yesterday, I went to my watering hole up the road to get some takeout for Shannon because she was studying, and I was coming back from my mom's.
What watering hole?
It's Town Hall, my new bar right up the street.
Okay,
right? I'll give him a free plug.
Sure,
pay full price. And I walk in there. I said, "I'll have a beer before the Caps game. See maybe half of the first period." And I walk up, and the guy kind of recognizes me, and he's like, "I need your ID." I had the beard before, never wondered or bothered. He said, "I've seen you before." He had. And now my whole new life has started now.
Fantastic.
Okay, so you it's the baby face thing. But when you get to a certain age, you pass 40.
I can't wait, Mike.
You'll dig that.
I need a little more respect in my life. Some guy fought me for a parking spot earlier. It's because I don't have the beard. The power's gone, Mike.
I don't think it has anything to do with the beard. I think it might have to do with your arrival time.
I have fantasized for decades on when I finally get the weight, which I probably will never attain.
Mm-hmm.
And that weight would be probably even less than what my ultimate goal would be.
180?
Yeah, like that 180, 185 fighting weight, which is like, you know, high school weight for me.
Oh, nice.
I would seriously take all of my facial hair off, and I'd get me the nip and tuck, get rid of the rooster, and do that.
Oh.
But I'll never get there. I'll never get there.
And will you shave your head too?
What's that?
Will you shave your head
too? I'll never shave my head. Well, the hair's, you know, I got.
How far are we away from
180?
It's possible.
Oh my God, we're a hell of a long way.
Oh, man.
A hell of a long way. But, I mean, I'm getting it done, but I'm creeping on it, you know?
Right.
Let me see.
Well, keep in mind, Mike, if you shave that beard, you're going to be 2 ounces lighter.
Yeah.
Body hair.
No, the beard. Not exactly. This hair. Not this hair. But I'm tweaking, and, you know, with a little weight coming off comes the idea to take the, you know, to have the sideburns.
You know, Mike, they're barely, I hate to say this, those are barely sideburns.
Well, but you can't see it on the camera.
Oh, you can see them now. They've grown in.
I can see them there to the top of your lobe. That's almost nothing.
Yeah,
they should be at least even with the earlobe, I think.
Are you a wrestler?
Have you seen, by the way, have you seen my ears?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw them.
If they're to the bottom of my lobe, they're going to be halfway down my neck.
Mike.
I've got Lyndon Johnson ears.
What happened to your ears?
Neil Armstrong commented on your ears.
Look at the lobe. Look at my lobe.
Right after he taught the Great Wall of China from up there. He said, and there are my earlobes.
This is the first time I've ever looked at your ears.
Yeah,
did you wrestle in high school?
Well, he has,
and I've got the crease.
You've got Matt
that
ears.
Says I will die of a fatal heart attack.
Now, have you always had the lobes like that?
Well, I think I've had big ears. You know,
well,
since I've been
it's not your
little.
Ears. It's
can
the lobes.
Can I see your ears
think.
Real quick, Rob?
The lobe. All right, my lobes are disgusting. I've
got Rob has no crease.
No. Beautiful ears. Probably
you should
my greatest
get
feature.
One of those gauge earrings just to like lessen that or something. Maybe lipo on that.
My lobe is so large. Carla will show you this that she can fold it underneath.
Yeah, for those of you at home, you're looking at a pastrami sandwich.
Hey, Mike, that's a good look for you. Can you get those things removed?
Yeah, you can. You don't need the bottom lobe. You can get them clipped.
Yeah.
Paper clip.
That, to me, would
might
be
throw off his
insane
balance.
Vanity. I mean, this is what God gave me.
Oh,
God
come on. Everybody's mind. Doing it.
Well,
look at Kylie Jenner.
Everybody's doing
well,
it now.
He shouldn't get
trend.
Implants.
No. It's temporary fillers.
What if you
lobe
got
lobe removal.
Or an earring. Own it. Get yourself a nice big Mr. Clean ring.
The gauge?
No. Yeah, something. Yeah, or you could just go full steampunk and wear goggles and cover it up.
Sitting in a restaurant yesterday, Bob bumped into a 56-year-old guy with a 28-month-old. And
nice.
He was, I
how
swear
long were they married?
God, I'm not sure how long they were married, but they were sitting at the table next to us. We just chatted, guys from Minnesota. And the guy said to me, you know, he was talking about kids. I said, well, you're a hell of a lot younger than I am. So, you know, you're going to be okay. Yeah. And he said, I'd surprise you. And I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 56.
Damn.
So he's older than I am.
How, why did he look younger? Was he like thinner and better shape?
Well, he
was
wearing his earlobes.
You know, he wasn't all that thinner, but I mean, he was wearing a cap and his face just looked younger. He looked like a guy. Seriously. I would peg him for upper 30s to early
40s.
Whoa. Wow.
But could that be maybe as my age is increasing that older people are looking younger today? I wonder about that too.
Now, I have a neighbor down around the corner. Every time I see him, I have to remind myself that is like a father, but now a grandfather, because he looks so young. He's the type of guy that's always working on his yard and like building things. I was like, my God, like this man doesn't age. He just keeps working.
And then there are people, Mike, that sort of hit 29, 32 and stop aging. They just stop. They've always looked the same. And that's what I
men,
don't get.
Look, the old adage of men aging better, that's just a fact. Men do.
But
and then
African
there are different
American
ethnicities.
Men, they don't age at all.
Black don't crack.
Oh,
black
my God.
Don't crack.
Right.
That's I think it's Olin Hester, guy that I worked with back in the day, a sales guy at one of my radio stations. And I said, and how old are you? We were having a bunch of beers after work one day. And he said, 65.
Yeah.
And I almost fell off the chair.
Wow.
And that's the first time I heard it. He said, black don't crack.
Yeah. My friend Dion
told
me
guy,
that.
Was like, it, was stunning, but I don't know, man. I felt good. I was talking to him, and he was a good guy and a nice guy. And then I realized that perhaps they were enjoying something they didn't need to enjoy with my son in the high chair.
because I will tell you when we came back, when we come back from the break, I will tell you about the fact that I have never, ever experienced baby poo like I experienced baby poo yesterday.
Oh, and you were out and about?
Yeah, I will actually, I will probably grab the food product that we got from Costco that we believe is the culprit for my son's. I've never seen this. This was incredible.
I love when you point fingers, Mike. You're doing the public good.
Yeah, I'll take a break and get that. We'll blame that. We'll take a break. Come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Sanjeev. Are you ready to go to the gym with me?
I will be in a sec. But right now, I am updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was a mango, but I guess it's an apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It is the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It is new and everybody is talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
Good thing on Android. Will it work for me, SA?
Absolutely.
Both platforms.
The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it.
Yay!
Putting in a request for more from that dude.
Mike Brunner,
you're a talented man. That is fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a new sponsor on our show, SiteLock. Right now, I want to talk to people that are in charge of internet security or have their own websites and are trying to secure their websites. Cyber attacks typically cost a business as much as $3.5 million, actually more than that in many cases. You can stop the problem before it happens. We have this new company, SiteLock. They're fantastic. They are the global leader in website security, and they provide protection for your organization and for organizations of all sizes. Now, when I say if you're in charge of security, it doesn't matter. You can be running a business and also farm your IT security people over to this. Their comprehensive approach to website security and speed is what sets them apart from the competition, along with 24/7 U.S.-based phone support. It's interesting, after that commercial we played for the show, to hear U.S.-based phone support.
Nice. Yes, both sides SiteLock, of the coin there.
Yes, SiteLock services that keep your website fast and safe. What they do is they find, they fix, they prevent. It's the solution that makes SiteLock the only provider you'll ever need for website security. SiteLock also keeps your company's website from being blacklisted, and that keeps your search engine rankings up. Don't be the next company that's in the news for being hacked. It's all over. You all you have to do is turn on the news.
That's
and it's
it.
Happening all the time. Really, to get your first month of SiteLock free, just go to SiteLock.com, click the banner in the top right-hand corner and enter TMOS. That's SiteLock.com. Click the banner and enter TMOS or call them right now at 844-598-0600. And, if you happen to be doing that kind of work for some big company out there, you'll make a smile if you use SiteLock.
Yep. Hey, and you'll make yourself smile because you'll feel safe.
Try them out. One less thing to worry about.
Rob, sometimes you sound so jive, it's not even
Well, he's funny. A hack, yeah, that's why.
And yeah. He'll say, it's safe. Yeah.
Double gun point, walk out of the room.
You should grow the beard back.
So, really great weekend with my lovely lady, and good Mother's Day. You know, nothing over the
Happy
top.
Happy Mother's just Day,
to all the mothers out there.
We had a great day with my son. We had a great day on Saturday night. We went out and got a babysitter, and just had it was one of those weekends where we crammed a lot of weekend into it, and it felt great. And with having a little bit too much drinky on Saturday night and it being about 99 degrees down here on Sunday, and we really walked all over the city of Naples. And at one point, we stopped at an ice cream store for water and to get my son some little cup of ice cream. And I said to Carla, I gotta sit down.
Time to
the lights are starting to go out. I gotta sit down.
You said, is this one of those new spinning ice cream parlors? Because if it's not, I'm going to have to sit down.
It wasn't that bad. It was just dehydration. I hadn't had enough water, and we were, you know.
Was it a hot weekend?
It was very hot. It's always hot now down here. It'll be hot through October. And the fact is that, you know, it was dehydration, and we were walking. You know, we're trying to do at least 2 miles a day now, and that's what we do. Even when it's a fun location, we'll, you know, you're still doing the power walking, walk at a bigger clip. And incidentally, that reality down in Naples, Florida, when you walk around down there, you know, it's not where they used to say that's where the other half lives. No,
right.
This is where the 0.1% live. And they were out because it was Mother's Day.
Oh.
And we walked by, and there are a lot of open air restaurants where you see people with the tables and all the windows are open there. And there were tables of people. Just the way people are dressed that were, you know, that they were pooping gold bricks.
Yeah.
I mean, just
probably made for great people watching, right?
It was great people watching.
But I think watching is probably better when you're in the restaurant and watching the poor people walk in front.
And they had a tour bus that had gotten there in the morning because we were out there before noon when all the restaurants and the businesses opened. So, you had the regular kind of tourons like us, and there's just nothing I could wear. There's no outfit I could put on where I could look like I was one of the local
something
glitterati.
In terry cloth, Mike. Yeah,
there's nothing. And you have they wear different clothing.
Right.
The super rich wear much different clothing than the average schmoes. So you had you could tell there were a lot of guys with baby strollers walking around with wives. They were probably from the outside of the area.
Right.
Then you had a tour bus come in with the elderly, and they were super easy to spot. And then, you know, every now and then you'd see him like there's this lady walking down the street with a guy that looked very European, and she looked like who's that George Clooney lady? Amal.
His wife.
And just dressed, and it was Mother's Day, so they were going their little shishi restaurants.
And the
for
husband
Mother's
said,
Day.
"It is time to celebrate the fact that you are a mother, so now it's time for walks."
And you know, I'm incapable of feeling joy for others.
Yeah,
so when
I was
going to
wonder how that went down for you.
When I saw the powder blue Bentley convertible with the white upholstery go by.
Oh, upholstery is a bit much.
And it wasn't a stage whisper. I'm walking along the street. Carla told me I had to be a little quieter because when it went by and I went, dick.
Ah!
That's the Oscar. We don't respond the same. Yeah. Jealous.
That guy drives by. I'm like, that guy
upholstery.
He must have three jobs.
Yeah. You know, the fact is, I don't begrudge anybody's success, but that is,
well,
this is powder. Yeah, well,
you're
going
to use Bentley now for like $70,000.
If you really want to draw the broad strokes that separate the primary players on this show, Oscar is the only one of us that roots for other people's success.
He does.
And he
does.
Really,
and it doesn't matter how rich they are. They can be richer, much richer than him, and he'll still, root for their success.
Meanwhile, what separates me from that is today I was driving into work and I saw a young lady trip on the sidewalk and I said, it's going to be a great day. I root against people. I really did. It was great. And it was a bad recovery. She just didn't do well.
No, there's several ways to my heart where I'm going to like you as a total stranger. Acknowledge my child.
Yes.
And I'm your friend for life. I will think you're
advertise
the greatest
on the
human
show.
Being.
Yep.
Advertise on the show. send me a nice text or a nice message.
Yeah.
Or in a certainly from the heart when you tell me your story. I love that's something where I care about others. I love hearing people's stories. I truly do. I'm good at a bar. When I meet strangers out at a bar, I do okay, don't I?
Yeah, you do very well.
Oh, you're great.
As long as you don't own the bar.
Yes.
Then there's a problem.
That's true.
Or if you stay past the sixth hour, that's when things
Well, it's not the sixth hour. It's really the sixth gear. You want to stay out of sixth gear.
The turn.
The turn. Stay away from the turn.
Yeah.
So we had a nice time walking around, and I got hydrated, and we walked back to a place called because even in Naples, we find the schlock because that's the way we are, and that's what we like. We went to a place called, anybody that's been there knows this tourist spot. It's called Tin City.
Oh, nice.
So you heard the siren song of Tin City, and it called us.
Trade commodities there? What do you do?
Now we buy a souvenir for my nephew.
Are they largely made of tin?
Because I'm
going to
send him a gift. No, it's a cool thing that I might, you know what? I might get you guys these.
Oh, can you tell us first before you spend the money?
You probably like it. Okay. I predict.
I have a prediction. Before you reveal, I predict
it's in my house, by the way. You might have seen it in my house.
I predict that I would love it and that Oscar would ask for a gift receipt. That's
okay,
my prediction.
You want to know what it
yes,
is?
Sure.
Okay. It's, you've seen this. It's a touristy thing, all right? And it's probably not exclusive to Naples, but we got one for our house, and we're giving one to my nephew because he's about to have a little baby in the summer.
Oh, that's
sweet.
And
it is your name, but it's spelled out with the letters in pictures. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
in kind of a
yeah.
nautical theme.
I've
like,
seen
like,
that.
Mm-hmm. Like yeah. where it would be if I got your real name,
yes.
Zabaios.
It's a lot of letters.
It would be, that'd be a long one.
A lot of money.
It might be, but, yeah, but it's still, trash. But it's okay. Yeah.
Are they only nautical themes, or could you get Zabaio spelled out in like tacos?
Mike? No, it's like you got a wrought iron antique fence that spells out an E.
Oh, pretty.
And
cool.
You put it next to a picture of a little knot on a dock that
yeah.
spells out a Z,
yeah.
you
cool.
know,
yeah,
and that type of thing. And then written in the sand, what, do you think it's half?
No, I think they're
you?
Sweet. I think those
it's
are sweet.
Sweet.
Those
it's
are sweet.
It's
those
very
sweet.
Unique,
very
and it
nice.
Takes some time,
yeah.
and it's not like just buying somebody a painting.
No,
it's something
no.
where you pick out all the little letters.
Well,
they have
a
groups of Z's,
nice.
And they have groups mm-hmm. of pictures of P's,
yeah.
and they have groups of pictures, and yeah, I know how. Look, okay, I'm going to play it for myself.
Painting. I didn't know. I didn't realize.
It's not a painting. They're photographs.
I didn't realize you said it's nicer than a painting. I didn't realize that you had to pick out your own vowels and consonants. So there is a lot of thought that goes
yeah,
into it.
Yeah, you have to know the last name.
Yeah.
You have to know the spelling of the
yeah.
last name.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Whew, that's tough.
Hey, Spiwak.
No, yeah, Spiwak would
know.
Be.
Is there
Spiwak
a C in it?
Be a
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
I've
know.
Thought the same thing.
I think it every time.
I'm like, man.
Well,
yeah, that's
you know
right.
Where
that
Christmas,
C go?
Christmas is
she's
right
taking
around
a nap.
The corner.
You're going to make a return trip to Tin City?
Well, you know, we
Tin City.
I like going down there. It's fantastic. And then there's a little restaurant down there, and I'm watching boats with my son because he's turbo into boats.
Aww.
And he'll sit there and go, boat, 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 yes. boat. I said, yeah, see the boat, boat. Yeah, see the boat. But okay, Michael. Okay, we know it's a boat. We know it's a boat. Thank you very much. He's fantastic. And we end up going into another restaurant because we had to wait for our little photograph picture to be finished when
sure.
we ordered it. They do it right on the spot.
But quality doesn't just happen, Mike. Like, you have to wait for it.
Why don't you grab some beers at our tin bar?
Yeah, I weren't going to do Carla was just
tin
it was
bar.
One of it was one of those days where Carla said, "Let's have a beer," and looks at me kind of like and knows that I'm just going to go
kind of like when your dad made you smoke that cigar.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, I will say that it's nice being back with my old friend.
Yes.
My old friend alcohol, but you know, management is the key.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking if I can begin to consume alcohol like my father did, I'm going to be A-OK.
Sure.
And that's having a couple of drinks in
and
the evening.
It.
With three being the absolute max, you know? And if I can do that, and now Carla said, she said, well, what are you doing? This was like midweek last week.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm having a drink.
Yeah.
She said, that's not a drink. And I had a, I had a rocks glass that was one of those big rocks glasses.
Sure.
And
a highball.
It was kind of brimful.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A little 12-year-old Jameson.
And then she said, would you put that down and finish your breakfast?
No. Oh, show's over. Today was a rough one.
And I took off my wife beater t-shirt and said, it's not lunchtime yet.
You think you know everything.
God,
you think
gosh.
You know.
So it was special. It was a very, very wonderful day. I found myself actually getting emotional because of probably the hangover, but also because
you were weakened. Yeah,
I was weakened, but I was feeling such wonderful joy that that my little guy was so happy and such a sweet
Carla
Mother's
posted
Day.
A hunk of pictures yesterday of her and Michael. Are those from yesterday or are they taken previous?
Probably for you know sometime during the weekend. You know he's
so
we take
cute.
Pictures
yeah.
of
just
him,
adorable, great
constantly.
Happiness.
He is. He gets cuter. He's you know he right now is the age, and you know this, Rob, where the sponge is really starting to drink
yep.
it all in.
Yep.
He's surprising me with words he knows.
Nice.
That I didn't know he knew, and you know, like metamorphosis.
Ooh.
That just blew. No,
cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis, daddy.
daddy, cirrhosis. Daddy cheetah.
But then,
daddy cheetah.
But then you have moments where you realize that he is indeed 21 months old. That
sure.
he is a baby, and that happened. All I want to say to the people that may have been at that restaurant is, I really, really hope you didn't see anything as we were leaving. Because we didn't notice.
Oh,
we didn't.
Oh,
no.
We
was
didn't
this
notice.
Was it Tin Restaurant?
It was no. It was Riverwalk. It was the
oh,
Riverwalk
okay.
restaurant. And sat outside. It was hot, but they had a nice big fan out there, and that was very cool. I think the fan will come into play later because that hopefully was, well, whatever it was blowing away from us was blowing into somebody else's face.
Thank God you weren't sitting behind the fan.
I've never seen anything like this. This is amazing. It's where my child rivals Beluga. We will take a break, and I will tell you the story of the most baby poo I have ever seen in my life when we come back. You got something, so don't worry, because I'm coming. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, lying in bed last night right before we turned in, and Carly goes to sleep earlier than I do. I put the little wireless headphones in my sleep number bed, and I turn on the TV, and Carla was tossing and turning, and I said, what are you tossing and turning for? She said, it's because you've got that TV on, and Game of Thrones is like all these bright flashes. You have to turn it up. I said, honey, this is what I watch before I go to bed on the Sunday night. This is my show.
Makes you sleepy, right?
And she said, it's going to keep me up. I said, it never keeps you
bright
up. I've watched
flashes.
This before. And I suddenly looked at her. I said, you're in a sleep number bed. Turn to the right. You're sleeping facing me. That's the wrong place. She turned over.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. She is out.
Nice. Wow.
She is out because we're in our sleep number bed. And then, of course, I fell asleep because I was watching Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And after the initial carnage of the dragons eating alive somebody, you know, I actually, you know, fell asleep when the dialogue was going on. With the hell, Jon Stark, where the hand of the king, you know, all that stuff. I fell asleep.
All
but anyway,
that talking.
I'm talking about that pesky talking. That
every time the talking.
The point is, sleep number beds make you fall asleep quicker. The quality of sleep is fantastic. Sleep IQ technology, we told you about that. That's inside the bed. They use dual air technology to help you get the perfect sleep experience. There's nothing to wear with Sleep IQ. There's nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep, and it tells you exactly how you're sleeping.
Right.
My sleep number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Please hurry into a sleep number store where you can save $500 on a sleep number Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. You can know better sleep. Find your sleep number setting today at any of the 450 sleep number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to lay a finger aside of your nose like you're in a Dickens play and tell him that Mike O'Mara sent you. So,
can you believe it's already Memorial Day special?
That's incredible.
The month is flying.
I'm going to see you guys in a week and a half or so. I'm gonna be up there in a couple
exciting.
Of weeks.
Exciting.
Oh, so cool. Yeah. Can't wait.
And by the way, I am going to be riding at Jimmy's for Memorial Day.
Oh,
for their,
nice.
Their ride. Call Jimmy today and ask him how much he wants me to talk about it. Wink, wink. But anyway, it should be
hey,
a lot
it would
of
really
fun.
Help out if you could mention it.
Yeah.
Did you rent a motorcycle? There. What'd you get?
Yeah, well, I got a Softail Deluxe, which is, for me, a small bike.
Okay.
And I'm on the list to get the big Indian Chieftain if,
nice.
If it becomes available.
Now he'll be
but
riding with
that's
you.
Another company I'd love to give a plug to if they could you know, get me up on the list to get the really nice big bike that, that I'm more comfortable
Indian,
on.
Indian, the motorcycle company from the 20s? They're still making
they're,
bikes?
They're making them again.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, they're beautiful. Oh, cool. They are beautiful.
Wow.
I'm a Harley guy. You know I'm a Harley
I know
guy
you
from,
are.
From a long time. But let me tell you something. The Indian Chieftain is a beautiful piece of machine.
It's,
don't know how it runs, but it's a
Mike,
nice
it
piece
says
of
here on the internet that it's heap 'em fast.
Oh, by the way,
oh,
if anybody,
kind of
you know, if anybody's got one of those big ultras or you know dressers lying around that they're not going to be using, they want to. No, I'm not going to borrow somebody else's bike. I don't
no,
want to take.
You have
that
to Windex it off.
Then you become friends with the person you hate.
But
that.
The rental is, you know, it's. I still want to do it, and I said I wasn't going to do it, and then Carlos
yeah,
said no.
I heard.
But it's one of the reasons
don't
you're
deprive
coming
yourself.
You're coming
so,
here to
you
do
know,
it, and you should do it. Yeah,
sell more commercials. That's it. That's what I want people to do. So anyway, getting back to the story about
why not.
Yeah, why not? Thank you very much. So we get done having a really, really nice. We had lunch and then probably talked to this other couple for about a half an hour. They from were from Minnesota. They had kids. You know, he was talking about Naples, and you know, he's a small business owner as well. And it was just kind of a nice conversation.
Did they have
and
the
we
accent?
Left.
A Minnesota accent. I love it. Just, so?
Yeah, that's right. He was going, oh, hey,
there is a noticeable Minnesota accent.
And it's a charming one. That's a, there,
I
there
know what it is.
People.
It's also, it's the Indiana accent and the Illinois accent. They all have the flat A.
Yeah.
And not that I noticed.
Okay.
Not that I noticed.
All right.
And we got done talking with them. And Michael had been, we had changed Michael. I changed him once in the morning. Carla changed him once before we went on our walk. Mm-hmm. And during the walk, Carla provided my son with this product.
Ah.
Mm. These are, I'm not sure what
some
the
sort of snack.
Is. It's really kind of super organic.
Oh, let's see this.
Yeah, what is it?
Stone ground blueberry figs.
Ooh.
Like the Fig Newtons?
Yeah, those sound a little healthier.
So
though.
They're like a Fig Newton, but instead of figs, they're filled with blueberries.
And they're stone ground.
Well, that stone ground
whole
wheat.
That's just all marketing. That doesn't mean anything.
Cholesterol free, dairy free, zero trans fats. They're kosher and they're non GMO. I'll open one up here. Let me open one.
So, Leezy,
let us know how it goes.
Leezy, the blueberry is a superfood.
Superfood.
So you eat it, then you feel better all of a sudden. Nice. It's good.
Very well packaged, by the way. Very difficult to get at.
It's good. The gluten is no good for my celiacs.
There's two of them. There, see the fiber in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so the fiber is stone ground, not the blueberry.
Not the blueberry.
No, well, I mean, it's a blueberry flavor. I don't know whether it's blueberries or figs, but it's called a fig bar, so it's probably blueberry-flavored fig.
I bet it has both blueberries and figs.
How many
in it?
Did he have? He's a little guy.
He had one. I think he had one on this trip.
Look on the ingredient list. See if it lists both figs and blueberries. Because I think figs are not a superfood, but blueberries are.
Interesting.
I think figs are a superfood.
Oh, shut up. Right. Their opinion doesn't matter.
I don't know. I'm not a foodie.
Well, no, you are, but you're a nutrition guy. I mean, they have the superfoods like broccoli and kale and blueberries.
Yeah, that's
the
one I want to be.
Sounds like one of them hippie companies.
Yeah, what's he got on it?
According to legend. The blueberry was the
blueberry. What
the blueberry was the real star of the first Thanksgiving, as Native Americans shared dried blueberries with the pilgrims to help them get through their first winter. Native Americans used these star berries, as they called them, for soup, stews, meats, and medicinal purposes. They also made one of the first blueberry baked goods called sata. Okay, it's not telling me what the ingredients are.
What jerks?
Yeah,
there they are. So I don't
you
even
being
know.
Well, you are a blueberry guy. I know you took me to your blueberry guy.
Yummy, yummy.
This is a fig bar that's got some blueberry flavoring in it.
Okay.
That's it? Just flavor.
Good to know.
Okay.
Good to know.
Mike, the Indians called them starberries.
I think they're Native Americans, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm forgiven.
Generally.
Yes.
Yes, the Indian known as Robert the Angry Mailman.
No, Mike, that's different. That's Starberry Letter number 23 by the Brothers Johnson. It's a great song.
So he had
stone ground whole wheat, dried cane sugar, brown rice syrup, fig paste, canola oil, blueberry paste.
That's what happens when you rip your blueberry, Mike. You need to fix it with your blueberry paste.
Organic dried cane syrup, naturally milled. So it's got blueberry paste.
Okay.
And I can't have any more of this because I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to have those. So
how many calories does that have? Let's find out.
Per bar?
What's the fiber on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah,
as well.
It has the sodium.
You know what? Can I talk about my son pooping, for Christ's sake? Jesus Christ.
Caught on.
All right. So.
Please continue.
Please.
His colon explodes sometime during lunch.
Oh.
And he is happy, and I don't notice a thing until it is time to go. And I lean over his high chair as I'm about to transfer him into the baby stroller, and
it's a smell thing.
Wow. Mm. It's a smell, but it's not a smell I haven't smelled before. He's got a poopy diaper. That's sure. all it is. We roll him through the restaurant, and I notice that the smell is more significant. And it's the right smell, but it's just a lot stronger than
understood.
It
I'm with you. Yeah.
And I say, we get him to the back of the car and we get out the diaper bag and we get the little wipes. And Carla says, I said, let me get you a few of these. I think you're going to need them. And Carla says to me, no, I've got three already. We should be okay. I said, I don't think so. She goes, I do this all the time. That's what she says to me. We then turn him around and we see that the poo is up his entire back.
Oh, that's the worst.
No.
When it takes the trip north, bad news.
It is down the leg as well.
Oh, no.
This poo is so...
spreading like communism.
It's everywhere. We open up the diaper, and it's like, oh, my God! No! It is... I look to the right, and there is a huge dollop in the stroller at this point.
Oh.
We have a fecal emergency and we are in a parking lot that is a teeny undercover parking lot where all the old people now want to park when they're going out for their lunch that they're going to have at noon because that's when you eat it.
And you're at DEFCON 5 because you're playing an away game. This is the kind of thing that at home would require dunking and bathing.
Absolutely.
And you can't do it.
Into the water, and I am holding him at arm's length, and Carla is scrubbing him, and we are doing the diaper change as he is hanging from my hands because there is so much poo. There is poo in the stroller. There is poo in the back of my car now. There is poo that has landed on the floor of the parking lot. We are trying to wrestle this poo. I made four trips to the dumpster for this child, because this child had it was everywhere. And the one lady, and then what I get is this blew me away. This is the entitled, this is the way they work down here,
right?
A car comes up because there are probably 20 parking spaces in this over covered place of Tin City,
right?
And I'm waiting. And they did the thing where they're waiting for you to leave.
Oh, what?
And I am sitting there probably 2 minutes into this excursion. I've got him at arm's length, and I turn to the MKZ. Is that the Lincoln
old people? Yeah.
Is that what it is? The Lincoln MKZ that's sitting there. And I turn to my right, and I go, really? Really? Oh. You're waiting? It's going to be a while. And they stayed. They stayed.
Of course.
They stayed,
well,
and they watched.
To do.
Turn signal
they,
on?
They didn't have the turn signal on, but they were watching the show. I said, hope you're enjoying. I made reference to him once before. Hope you're enjoying this. And it was just the desire to have. And oh, by the way, when we finally left and they got our space, there was a space right next to the door. So they would have gotten what we call O'Mara parking if they had just gone around and done
waited,
that way.
But
my little guy
wanted dinner and a show.
My little guy was a trooper. The poor thing. He was so sweet, and he was just sitting like, ooh, it happens, Dad. You know, and it was. I've never seen anything like it. And it was not the gag reflex, because I think perhaps the organic nature of the stone ground whole wheat blueberry did a nice job with him. But oh, Jesus,
man.
It was horrible. It was truly horrible.
You should really applaud the child for making his own fig paste in house.
Do you have to throw clothes away at that? I don't know how it works with the kid.
What we had to do was
select
we got a
hot
washer
on your washer.
I think a year ago we got a washer dryer, and on the washer dryer they've got a setting that's sanitized.
I got you.
Yep.
And you put it in the washer, and it's like a 2.5 hour cycle.
Super hot water.
Just, it boils the clothing.
Nice.
We had to take. We have we used to call it the booby pillow, which was the pillow that Carla used when she...
Settled down, Pony.
Calm down, Pony.
Jesus. How long has it been, friend?
Forever.
The booby pillow. Yeah. That's why I broke up with his first girlfriend.
You're talking, Mike.
Daddy wants to see the booby pillow again.
I was wondering if you could text me a picture of the booby pillow.
Can I see the booby pillow, please? Pony wants to see the booby pillow.
When you come up north for Memorial Day, I want you to bring the computer and the booby pillow.
Can you show me your booby pillows?
Anyway, so the girlfriend says, I'm out of here. So
your spaghetti is not that good. I'm leaving. You
so we get out,
bastard.
And it was fine. It was fine, but it was so disgusting. It was just, and we
do you feel
laundered
there is
the laundered the cover of the booby pillow. We laundered all these clothes. We laundered it. It was so the answer to your question is we didn't have to throw anything out.
Is
we
there
were
a
that
chance,
good with
though,
the baby
Mike,
wipes?
When you leave a dollop, and I'll use that word because it's maybe the most pleasant way to refer to it. If there was a dollop in the stroller, there is an off chance there was a dollop left in the restaurant. Do you think there was a chance?
My greatest fear. I don't know, you know, because we're talking with this couple, and it's like, okay, great talking with you. Have a day. And then they're like going, could you believe that baby was covered in you know, that's, I mean, you know, I'm just sitting there going, that's what I thought. I'll never know the answer to that. Got the little picture frame thing, though. Got that on our way out, too. And didn't know that we were going to, you know, we did all that as on the way out to the car. We didn't know that our son was, you know, basically half brown.
Yeah, you look
and
over.
And I'm not doing a racial thing there, ladies and gentlemen.
He's looking like Willy Wonka in the back room just playing. He's like, I can't believe you're 55 and your son is just playing.
Yeah, I'm feeling like super dad, you know, and he's just like, well, dude, eat your cheeseburger. He ate a large lunch, too. I should point that out.
No, he had room.
You know, Mike, matter can neither be created nor destroyed. So yeah, when there's something incoming, something's got to go out.
Well, as anybody knows, I'm raising the premium natural athlete, so I, you know, his favorite food is now cheeseburgers and fries. I love it.
Yeah.
He likes to dip the little French fry in the ketchup and suck the ketchup off, and I think that's about the cutest thing in the world.
Well, you know, Mike, pretty soon you'll get to the point where you don't even need the fries. Just give him the ketchup.
Well, all I know is he ate half of it, this giant cheeseburger, and he ate all of his fries, and I guess the whole time he's doing that, just blissful, he's going,
yeah, this is the best.
Yeah, I can tell you, the worst one we ever had with Robert, it wasn't a mount, but he had a he got into a bottle of medicine when he was little. It was, I think it was Cymbalta or something, and we didn't know how many pills were in there.
Aww.
Because you know you're supposed to keep track of daily, and so there was a chance he had taken a couple Cymbalta, and I said, Carrie, this is great, he's going to be the most even mannered kid for the next 2 days.
What is Cymbalta?
Cymbalta
kind of
is a mood leveler.
Yeah, like a Zoloft.
For your wife, right?
It was for somebody I don't remember. And so what
anybody
had,
thinks that you know, living with Rob Spiewak is always what the music that should really play is, you know, this is really exactly what it is like living with Rob. Oh, where's my Cymbalta? I have to level my mood. I have to see him in the morning. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she had it in her Judge Alex Pez dispenser. And no, so we thought he might have taken a couple, and to take the risk is stupid. So he went to the emergency room, and what they do is they force feed him charcoal.
Yeah.
Because charcoal is non-poisonous, but will absorb anything in the stomach. If you get it in, like, within an hour, it's fine.
Oh, God.
For the next 2 days, Mike, we had the charcoal poops, and they were literally black as tar.
Did he ever explode, though, out of the diaper? Did he ever do that?
Not with the charcoal. He's done that, absolutely.
Right.
You know, there was, I think, she'll
aren't
love
they supposed thing. To keep all that stuff in?
Yeah.
I guess when there's simply too much to keep it in, right? That's the way.
And she'll love this now that she's 14. I do remember Julia having a really loud blowout that caused Carrie and I to look at each other and say, is someone firing a machine gun? What is going on here? And it was, and you know, and they love it because, God, there's nothing greater, Mike, at any age than having a great BM. And then you hear...
Yeah, they're happy. Oh,
you
yeah.
hear,
I said, he was as happy as a kid could be after we were all done.
His happy as
like,
a pig
yeah.
in, of course.
And how you so, doing, Michael? If he could say it, he would have said, Dad, I'm lighter than air.
There we go.
But no, we were with Julia and we heard like... Thip, 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 and I looked, and she is grinning ear to ear, and I said, oh, that doesn't smell like a machine gun. And so, yeah, that was a horrible one.
Well, yeah, they're all sweet, and we love poopy stories with babies. It's the truth.
Aww.
You have to share it with you. Oscar, before we go to break, you were a little tardy today.
Yes.
Nothing that's ever, you know, gives us cause for concern. We wouldn't send the Coast Guard out for Oscar unless with 3 hours after the show.
The Coast
that's
Guard.
When it would happen. You know, okay.
Have the Coast Guard go to the drugstore.
Oscar filed a flight plan from his condo in Glover Park all the way over here to the studio, and don't know, no sign of him. Did you? Now you said you were carded at the CVS. Is that when you got into the fight with the person?
Oh, so we jockey for parking across the street. Everybody knows that.
That's right.
Right.
We have a deal where we pay for it.
And when I got up, the lot was full. I said I'm going to wait for 2 minutes, see if somebody walks out.
And that's the usual play. You get yourself sort of in a back corner.
I'm out of everyone's way.
A lot of ingress, a lot of egress.
Not being annoying, I just sit there, and a gentleman walks out, and this is where I think I lost the power of the beard. A gentleman walks out.
This is the scary factor where you can be intimidating.
Yes,
with the beard.
There's no intimidation with me.
Exactly.
And he has two Red Bulls in his hand, and he's walking out. I said, and I rolled down my window. I said, are you I think he's leaving, but I don't know if he's going waiting for a pharmacy, waiting for a script or whatever. Right?
Sure. Maybe he's just up there to hang out.
Yeah. And he's like, he goes, he looks at me. He's walking out.
And it's a script. I mean, I hate to be, but when I hear it down here, I hear you pronounce the T down here. It's a script.
Well, Mike,
right?
He thought
is
he was
it
an
prescription.
I think it's a script, but he thought he was an actor waiting for a script.
Do you understand? That's a, if you say, well, your script will be ready. It's a, it, that's what it, the doctors called. I called it a script.
Script,
for you.
Yeah.
So
prescription.
It's S-C-R-I-P. It's not script. Even though technically you could put the T in prescription and put there, but I think it's a script.
Yeah, because
I hate to do that to you. It's a Monday. I want to have a good week.
No, I thought it was prescription.
It is, but you
with
don't need
T,
to put
right?
the T. But the chun is on its own. Scrip is the middle
scrip.
Word. Let me double check, but
that
I think you're
weird.
Right.
It feels weird saying it. Scrip.
So you're getting a scrip. Was it Xylanta?
I wasn't getting anything. I didn't know if that guy was getting a scrip. That's what
Very
I mean,
good.
Right?
It's a beard prescription, Mike.
This is up on the... And then, by the way, to paint this picture, this is up on top of a building. That's where the parking is for the drugstore that's right across from our studios in Wisconsin Avenue.
So I said, so he's there with two Red Bulls right at the top of the stairs. And I ask him politely, I said, excuse me, sir. I said, just waiting for parking. I didn't know if you were leaving or not, right? And he says, maybe. And I said,
oh, no.
Dick, I'm with you. I'm 100%. I would have walked across the street to find that.
I said,
maybe.
I said, okay. And then he proceeds to open his Red Bull right next to the trash can, put his other Red Bull on top of the trash can, and then get a pack of cigarettes out and start smoking a cigarette. And I said,
well, he'll be dead in 2 weeks if you wait long enough.
I said, okay. So at this point, I'm waiting. I'm going to wait. I'm going to see if he's going to move or he's not going to move. Because the cigarette's going to take about 2 minutes. It's hot outside. He's got to be sweating, right?
Right.
There's no way.
Probably even want a cigarette.
Yeah, didn't want one. Just being a dick.
Right.
And so I wait. He smokes his first cigarette. At that point, I said, it's too late. I've been keeping the guys waiting for too long. I have to go across the street, right? So I start pulling out. And I see him in back of me in my rearview mirror, and he starts walking to a spot.
Ah.
Yeah, just rapidly probably. So, okay, I won. My little a-hole battle.
Me, I'm king a-hole. Right.
So he gets in his, like I see him pull, and I said, F it. I put the car in reverse and reverse back, and he's already in his car. He sits in his car.
Oh, God!
He sits in his car. And this
such
is
such a dick.
Look, a younger
Happy
me.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Younger me would have, and bearded me probably wouldn't have to have dealt with this because he would have been like, this guy's going to get, he's going to fight me if we don't like play nice.
Bearded me.
So I go and I get out of my car. I walk over to his window. I knock on the window and I ask, and he rolls it down. He goes, what? And I said, look, man. I was like, you can sit in your car for the rest of the afternoon for all I care. I said, what were you thinking when you were waiting for me to leave? Like, I just want to know what your thought process was.
Did
right?
you really confront
yes,
him?
Yes.
So you confronted him.
Yes,
wow.
I don't have time for this anymore in my life, right?
I just want to know, what were you thinking when you did that?
Yeah,
just
I was like
one
did
simple,
you think,
clear
I was like,
answer.
Did
you tell me that?
I said,
no.
Did you think you were gonna ruin my day? It's just a parking spot.
Right.
Like, I'm not upset about it. I'm already a little late for a meeting. I'm good to go, right? And I'm so cavalier about it, but I'm being that way on purpose. He looks at me and he goes, well, then you probably don't need to park in the spot then. I said, no, I just don't understand after I asked you.
Yeah, your methodology.
You're completely being a dick. I want to understand, like, are you having a bad day and you just want to make me have a bad day? Because it's not going to work. I'm always going to have a good day.
This is great. Yeah, I have no idea what this is.
And he's like, what are you trying to prove? I said, I just want to let you know that whatever you're doing to make everyone else around you unhappy isn't working.
And he gave you a fabulous story for your job.
Exactly.
Is what he did for you. Yeah. So, Mr. Man, so how did it resolve itself?
So I walked back to my car. He sat in his car still with the reverse lights on, not backing up. And I sat there. I was like, I'm going to wait this guy out. Like, he can sit there. He's got to go.
Don't you wish that you
really... Because he probably has
some
place to go.
He's got to go somewhere.
Right, he's got to go
but
somewhere.
But at that point, see, the difference between you and me at that point, I want to go thermonuclear. At that point, I would sacrifice my automobile. I would pull directly in back of him like I used to do at WJFK, and I would get out of the car. Now, I wouldn't do it for you know, I wouldn't come to the studio, but I would go down the elevator into the CVS, and I would park it, and I would leave it right on his bumper. So the only way he'd be able to get out would be by doing it. So he just stayed there and didn't yield.
He didn't yield, and then just as I was about, okay, enough of this pride BS thing, I'm going to go across the street. A lady walks out, and I know she's leaving because she has her scrip in her hand.
You know, Mike, I have to jump in here. We were
script?
Wrong. According to Wikipedia, it's script.
Script.
Script. Oscar,
no
you
problem.
Are correct.
Okay.
I stand correct.
And
sorry,
as do I. Script is paper money or some sort of token. Script,
right.
You can be paid in script, but so script is a prescription.
She's got her medicine, right?
Medicine.
She's got her meds. And as soon as I see her, I see the guy in the car shake his head ruefully.
Ah, because he knows he's done.
And then he gets out of there, and I take his spot.
Ah,
you won.
Yes.
Oscar win.
Technically, you big won. That's fantastic.
Big win.
What a dick. Oh, man. Happy Monday. Right? I can't wait to come up there in a couple of weeks.
Looking forward to seeing you.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. This is the Michael Mayer Show. Oscar wins.
Ah. I can't find the words. I just go. Hello, this is Cake from Washington, D.C.
And this is Cookie from Savannah, Georgia. It's really unfortunate by the time we get together, we're stale.
Such is the life of baked goods on a podcast. Brand new stale comedy for you each and every week. Available at MikeOMarriageShow.com. Just click the Cake and Cookie thingy.
Cake and Cookies, the podcast that has nothing to do with cake or cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Rob and Katie back on the regular schedule now.
Yes.
So check them out with Cake and Cookies. We know that because Katie's got all her books on the shelves. That's the what I learned from listening to the Rob and Katie show.
You listen to the show.
I listen to a lot of podcasts now that I do my my walking in the day.
Isn't
that sweet?
I am flattered and charmed. Thank you.
No, I do. I listen to good chunk of Cake and Cookies. I listen to Big O and Duke. So congratulate
thanks,
Chad on his pool. And tell him that although they're boycotting you, I want a season pass.
I don't get
even though I'll
pass.
Never use it, I want that season pass.
Actually,
and I want it laminated.
I texted Chad. I said, hey, that was just a bit, right? I get to come to the pool. And he's like, no. He's like,
no,
I don't make the decisions. I'm
sorry.
Don't
even listen. You know, I never listen to that show. I listened to it once. I know he meant it. I knew he meant it from the bottom of it. It's because you did something to piss him off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have a little extra of their best wines. And you have supported Cameron Hughes so beautifully. We want you to continue to do that because you know it's a great value. They buy the extra bottles at CH Wine, then they sell them direct to you at 40 to 80% off. People are asking me all the time, what is a lot that you can recommend? That's how they do it. They give you numbered lots.
That's
this
it.
Is how you know what's good. I recently drank lot 502. That is a cab from Napa that I absolutely loved. Everybody loved it, so it was sold out. Sold out except for a small reserve for you, Mr. Scholarship winner. Use the code TMOS and you get exclusive access to this premium wine. This week only, you get this extraordinary cab for 20% off. You heard it right. 20% off lot 502. That's my new favorite. And free shipping. All you need is TMOS. Here's the only way to get this reserve sold out cab at 20% off plus free shipping. You go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the microphone and enter TMOS. You need to try this wine. Quantities are limited and the offer ends this Friday. You will thank me later. chwine.com.
News.
The pay-per-view numbers for Floyd Mayweather's
Mayweather.
I just got him Lee Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather's win over Manny Pacquiao, they have started to roll in. And the results are more incredible than anyone expected. Aren't you happy about that?
Hey, you know what? The good things happen to the good people, Michael.
That's right. In the end, both fighters are going to end up with a payday that is nearly impossible to wrap your brain around. What type of dough are we talking? Mayweather could conceivably make over $250 million. And I'm sorry.
Wow. One fight?
That is what is wrong with the United States of America. I have to say it. That's ridiculous.
Wow. And for that, he'd pay for his own parking.
Yeah.
I mean, really, one of the crappiest fights of history.
Yep.
That's been, and when I judge them based on the, you know, the hype for the fight, and one of the worst fights ever, and they're going to make the most money. The pay-per-view buys could double the previous high and wind up somewhere near $5.625 million. That's just incredible. 30 to 40% of the pay-per-view revenue goes to cable, satellite, and telephone providers. 7.5% is split by HBO and Showtime, and the remainder is split 60-40 between Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Mm.
So,
would you ever have guessed that they got that much of the pie?
Pacquiao with his hurt shoulder. Thanks a lot, Dick, for doing
that.
Well,
Mike, he hurt his shoulder
viewers.
Picking up his wallet.
he could pull in $140 million.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
no, I'm sorry. Pacquiao, they said the branch, the notes that the other revenue streams are expected to pull in $140 million. That could put Mayweather over $250 million, and Pacquiao, the loser, taking home a measly 170 to 190 million.
Whoa. Wow. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you both went to Age of Ultron. It continues to dominate the box office, but it keeps falling just short of the record set by its predecessor. Age of Ultron claimed the second biggest debut of all time when it opened at a whopping 191 million last weekend, just behind Marvel's The Avengers. This weekend, Ultron grossed an estimated 77.2 million, surpassing Avatar to become the second highest second weekend domestic gross of all time. Okay, that's a little too much information for me. I don't need to know the second highest second weekend domestic gross of all time.
I'm too old for these movies, but there's one thing I did take away from it. I'd like to tomorrow tell you about the new theater seats I experienced. Nah. I did realize this watching Jeremy Renner. He's Hawkeye, I guess.
Hawkeye, look at you.
You know what he looks like? He looks like super trim and fit Patton Oswalt. If Patton really worked out, he could look like Jeremy Renner. Yeah.
Tomorrow, maybe you guys both tell us about Ultron.
Please.
Yeah, yeah. And you bring the Excedrin because I still have a headache from it.
You've heard the message, seen the magazine covers. Having more sex will make you happier, but a new study out of Carnegie Mellon University suggests that the opposite is true. According to a post at phys.org, and that's spelled like physician, in their experiment...
Not with a J?
Thank you. In their experiment, researchers asked one group of married couples to have twice as much weekly sex as usual over a three-month period, and they gave no instructions to a second group. All the couples filled out surveys along the way, and as the survey taker notes, this is where things get weird. Those who had double the amount of sex reported lower levels of sexual enjoyment and happiness at the end of the experiment than did at the beginning. The lead researcher is the first to acknowledge that the reason might be because the couples were instructed to have more sex. Yeah, okay, well then it doesn't make any sense to me.
Also, the wife could have been filling it up.
This is true. The owners of a Colorado barbecue restaurant say they are planning a White Appreciation Day in June to give discounts to their Caucasian customers.
Man.
All right. So the Edgar Antillon and Miguel Jimenez, the Hispanic owners of Reuben Butts Barbecue in Milliken, said white customers who come in June 11th will be offered a 10% discount. Of course, there's a lot of controversy. The restaurant owner said news of White Appreciation Day has resulted in some harsh criticism online.
I would think so.
No,
you think?
Really?
Ricardo Romero, a local civil rights activist and community organizer, described the plans as perpetuation of racism. Mm. All we know is now we know why Rob is flying out to Colorado.
Does anyone need any weed? Because I'll bring it back.
Morgan Freeman. Vegetarians and vegans have traditionally had it pretty rough at most fast food restaurants. Mickey D's is doing some salads, but now meat-averse customers have one more option, at least if they live in Ohio. The Columbus Dispatch reported Saturday that Wendy's, which long offered no vegetarian-friendly entrees at all, started testing a veggie burger. Well, welcome to 2015.
I bet it's tasty.
Two locations in Columbus a few weeks ago, the new veggie burgers are made mostly of black beans and come on a multi-grain bun with pepper jack cheese. Asagio ranch sauce, tomato, red onion, and spring mixed grains.
Yeah, and then get ready to have a night like Michael.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. Make sure you put your diaper on when you do that. And now a little something-something. Students at a British university were treated to some much-needed stress relief as they prepare for exam week. The University of Central Lancashire's Student Union organized its first puppy room on Thursday. Puppies. Look at the little puppies. For stressed-out students, they partner with a local guide dog charity. Students reserve time in advance and were given 10 to 15 minutes to play with the puppies. A total of 320 students visited the puppy room, with more waiting on a standby list. Colleges and universities in the U.S. have done this also. They brought in therapy dogs for stressed-out students. Students reported feeling more relaxed when they play with the dogs and are reminded of their pets back at home. Isn't that a feel-good one? How about the whole gang? We're gonna get a hamster for Oscar. What do you think about that?
Hey.
All right. Yes, sir. A little furry hamster. A sugar glider. We're going to take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here. You're listening to the Michael Mara Show.
It's
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
And you know what? On our show this week, it's broadcasting icon Donnie Simpson.
Wow. How did you get him?
You know what? We go way back. I've known Donnie for 30 years.
Wow.
I can't believe that.
That's a long time.
He hasn't been on the radio in a long time. You're going to hear him on this show. It is fantastic. Tell your friends and subscribe to The Tony Perkins Show on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And by the way, the person that sent me a little message said you should get Donnie Simpson on the More Network. Don't think we haven't tried. Thank you very much.
Here,
so
here.
That's it.
I'd love to have great Donnie. Episode. It
yeah,
is
would love
really
to have
fun.
Donnie on the More Network.
Yeah, it could be another conversation after that. Yeah, interview.
I'd love to do that. Yeah, I would love to have Donnie do that. I think it'd be a perfect form. And love to reach out. And I've done it before, but I'd like to do it again. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And we want you to get our bonus packages. We talk about we talk about ourselves here at TMOS.
Yes.
I want to talk about you, all right? I want to talk about something that can change your life. Well, no, I'm lying. It's complete mother
I was all in, Mike. I was all in.
Buy the bonus package.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good man. Great sell.
Appreciate
what a
it.
Sell.
That's what I felt like doing. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, May 10th already. And here's Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Barack Obama, who I hear is the president of the United States.
He is.
Took some time out of his busy schedule this weekend to make Mother's Day calls to mothers and congratulate them on all the fine work
sweet.
They do. But this is the thing, Mike. It seems to me like he's almost Barack Obama doing Barack Obama. And okay. He has a little trouble with some of the moms knowing it's him. Tell me if it doesn't sound like he's doing his own voice here.
Hi, Stephanie.
Yes.
Hi, this is Barack Obama, your president.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it is.
No way.
Yeah, way. I decided on Mother's Day I should call up some letter writers, moms.
Hold on, that's
say
not
thank you.
That's not Barack Obama.
It can't
no,
be really him.
That is because there's video of him on the phone in the Oval Office, and it's from the White House.
Does sound like a bad Barack Obama
yeah, you do,
impression?
You do a better
it?
Barack Obama
Am
than
I
Barack
right?
Obama does.
Oh,
right?
Stephanie, this is Barack Obama.
And the thing is with the starting and stopping, it sounds like a soundboard.
Yeah.
It like
yeah.
does.
Oh my god!
But this is genuine
for being great moms.
That is amazing.
That's kind of cool. You still don't believe me. Oh, it's me.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a test. What kind of ask me about Amy.
So anyway, it turns out it was him.
Give me a test.
It sounds like he's in the bowling alley.
Yeah. And he's having kind of fun in his
cool.
last days of his
Why not?
Sure, I would. You want spicy or mild?
Absolutely.
Also, I believe it was last night in Baltimore, Prince did his benefit concert.
Good
and
for him.
I was really pleased because you know what? It came to mind just, what was it, a week ago that we were all in the national conscious of Baltimore falling apart. And that city that is loved so much by its residents is not even on the radar 1 week later. Mm. And he showed up last night. I hear the concert was fantastic and has released a new song entitled Baltimore. This is Prince featuring Aaron Allen Kane.
Baltimore.
It's a protest song, but it's a good song. It's Prince all over.
Can we hear a little of it?
Yeah.
You could say it was a good day, at least a little better than the day.
All right, I get it. It's not bad. I'd like to listen
no,
to the whole thing.
It's
That's
a good
fantastic.
Song, and you know what? I think that it's valuable. He timed it almost exactly right. Guys, the stuff in Baltimore has not totally gone away. We're mm-hmm. not in the news cycle anymore, but let's
right.
remember what happened and take
right.
the steps we need to take to prevent
nobody,
it.
Nobody got in nobody's way.
Some that's healing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Cool. Anyway, I hear here for Prince. Florence Henderson revealed some time ago, Mike, that she got the crabs from Mayor John Lindsay of New York City.
Oh, God.
I think
ew.
We actually
yeah,
discussed
story,
it on
yeah.
the show, but I've never heard her tell the story. And here God. Is a fascinating capper. Here's Mrs. Brady, Florence Henderson.
It's not something I'm proud of, but it's something that happened. I was good friends with John Lindsay, and he was out here, and he was the former mayor
of New York.
And we had a little fling one night, and the next morning I woke up and I had these creatures. And I called my doctor, my darling Dr. Georgie. I said, I don't know what. She says, you've got crabs. He sent me flowers the next day and apologized. And and of course, I never really saw him again.
Oh, oh man. But here's what I learned from a great politician of the past, Mayor John Lindsay of New York City. If you give someone the crabs, send them flowers.
Send them flowers.
And apologize.
Classy move. Yeah. I totally agree. It's a classy move. If you did that, you're not running away.
That's right. My God. Hold the flowers in your left hand, scratch with your right. That is your magic. Audio Vault. Thank you, Flo. Have a great Monday.
That is it.
It's an aloe.
Send flowers.
Scratchy Watchy. Another Mike O'Mara Show is coming and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show, a letter or package can be sent to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, get our bonus shows.
Do
I was
it.
Just kidding before. We really rely on that. It's really helpful if you do. And we always do weird stuff and go into weird areas and have fun shows with our bonus content. And besides, it is the number one way to support this show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.